Any knowledge that does not bring power is not functional, and it will be fruitless. Paul speaking in Romans 1:16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, it is the power. So this knowledge is one that begets power. It is the power of God unto salvation. So it is the power component of knowledge that begets salvation, that begets possibilities. And so if knowledge does not result in power, that knowledge is not fruitful, it is not functional, and it is not necessary. There are many persons who have a lot of mysteries in their heads that cannot transform people nor translate to existential benefits. And so they are saying a lot of things, but the weak remains weak. The sick remains sick. The sinner remains a sinner. That knowledge is useless. It's a waste of time. The excellency of knowledge is demonstrated in the power that it communicates. Every man who must be impactful in God will have to step into is the realm of power. He said, I write unto you, children, for your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. The second level is to the young men. He said, I write unto you, young men, because you are strong. The word of the Lord abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. So they don't just know God now. The knowledge of God they have has translated to existential matters. They could deal with demons, and they could change circumstances in their lives.